Hello, hello. Listen up, all my Joey pals. If you win the Joey English Red Hot Treasure Chest in Home and Services, Kids and Pets, or Shows and Tours, we'll see you at our beautiful studio, downtown Palm Springs, and you'll have a chance to win passes for two up and because we love you down, the Palm Springs Aerial Tram, pstramway.com, 325-1391. You have a choice of a day trip for two or a deposit on an international tour worth up to $200 from Steve at act-tours.com, 322-1247. A $95 90-minute psychic reading from Lalo Tachikin, lalovisions.com, 401-1810. And you'll have a chance to spin the Extreme Home Makeover Joey Edition wheel, and one of you will win. CV Fog has a $500 gift certificate from Mark to sanitize and disinfect your entire house or office. Get rid of all viruses, bacteria, germs, and pathogens. Safe for adults, children, seniors, and pets. It lasts 45 to 60 days. CV-fog.com or 799-6361.
Hello, hello, Joey pals. This is Mark from CV Fog. You'll enjoy your home or office so much more after I sanitize and disinfect every inch of the whole space for you and your family and clients.
A $1,500 security system from Steve at MaximumSecurity.info, 770-0777. A $500 Revivals gift certificate where everything you buy benefits DAPHealth.org. RevivalsStores.com, 318-6491. A $500 gift certificate from Oliver, family-owned Squared Construction. You can use it toward a project for your home or office, new or updated construction, 808-7550. Or go to Squared Construction, that's C-O-N-S-T, SquaredConstruction.com.
Hi, Joey Pals. This is Oliver Torres. Let my family at Squared Construction take care of all the building needs for you and your family.
And after you have become a satisfied customer of Squared Construction, then you are eligible for a one-time referral fee of $500. A $500 gift certificate for paralegal services from Gary Whitehead and Associates. Gary's prices are a fraction of what you would pay for legal fees and are completely legitimate. Save money on small claims court, evictions, uncontested divorces, wills, bankruptcies, and so much more. SanDiegoParalegal.net and 858-705-9270. And then there's always cash, cash, cash. So whatever you do, don't miss a minute of the Joey English Show.
In the Coachella Valley happens to be talked about here. That's why they call her the voice of the desert. Sit back, relax, and make sure you're wearing red and eating chocolate. Because this, friends, is the Joey English Show. From her Tockwitzloff studio with a bird's eye view of beautiful downtown Palm Springs, here's Miss Joey English.
Good morning, Palm Springs. We're doing a countdown to Christmas. If you see Santa, tell him I've been very good. I'll wait. It is Saturday, December 4th. Welcome to 920 AM and 99.1 FM, where you've always heard our shows on Saturday morning. Now you will also hear them on Sunday morning on 920 AM and 99.1 FM, and on 1340 AM and 92.3 FM Saturday and Sunday morning. I'm sure I screwed that up, but I'm getting used to it. Then you can always hear our show in real time on the KGX mobile app. After we're through taping, Nigel puts everything up on joeyenglish.com and posts everything to my Facebook page. Please friend me. You have been. Sit back and relax. I will drive. I can think of Dylan. I can't think of the baby's first name. Wait. First letter.
C.
Connor?
Chase.
Their mom is here. So you got two babies for Christmas. Ashley Metzger from?
Desert Water Agency.
How old is Chase now?
11 months.
So he was born in December?
January.
Okay. So that'll be just
perfect. Yes, first Christmas.
He'll be just high enough to pull things off the tree.
Wonderful. Yeah, yeah. I do a felt tree when the kids are little enough, just so if they grab an ornament, it's not going to hurt anything. It's just
a smart,
fun thing for them to play with.
I can remember when Trevor was two. No, that wouldn't have worked. Maybe Tammy was one because she was born in December, and Trevor would have been three, and I didn't decorate at their height. I started decorating above their heads.
I'm more worried about the tree coming down, to be honest with you. The little guy's just walking and pulling up on everything. So,
what blessings.
Yes.
Everybody should have a baby around at Christmas. Nigel has six puppies.
Wonderful. That's fun, too.
And they're really special. They're, how do you call their heads?
Deer-legged,
apple-headed puppies. They're a dachshund.
Oh, my.
A chihuahua.
Wow.
Apple head, deer legged.
I'm envisioning this, and it's...
They're adorable. They have papers. They cost money.
Oh, my.
So did your baby.
Yes, geez, those are expensive, too.
Well, everything's changed. Water's changed. Weather's changed. Talk to us.
Yes, today's actually World Water Loss Day. Super exciting.
Water
December
loss.
4th. Yes. So,
are you saying L-O-S-S?
L-O-S-S. So what water loss means, right, is the water that comes out of the system or out of your home that isn't put to its intended use. So, you know, all the roads you drive on, you know, buried in the street there are our water pipes underground, and inevitably in some areas and after some amount of time, we get leaks on these pipes. So today is dedicated to all of the effort and time and concentration that goes into combating that and being as efficient as we can be so that the water is put to good use because it's such a precious resource.
It's not necessarily recycling, it's saving in the first place.
Yes,
right.
Exactly. It's saving that water so that, you know, if there's a leak and water's spilling out, you know, that's just, it's not helping us any, right? It's
right.
Not going to showers or toilets or helping keep plants or trees healthy. So we want that water to get where it's supposed to go without, you know, getting lost. No one likes anything lost. Lost kids, lost puppies, lost water. It's all bad.
Yes, all bad.
So we're doing what we can to fight it and appreciate any help we can get from the public. So if you're driving around and you see water coming up either from the middle of the road kind of bubbling up.
Oh, that's the
worst. Or from a crack in the asphalt or the seam between the asphalt and the concrete by the curb, give us a call and we'll get a crew out there right away to assess it and fix it. And
I see the most of that at night.
Yeah.
First of all, it gets night at my house about 3:30.
I know. This time of year is tough.
Ooh. But as I'm coming home from events, I see water sprinklers that are broken and things that are running at night.
Yeah, so there are two different elements here, right? There's water that is from leaks within our system, and then there's water that people have on their home side. So we get the water to them A-okay, but then when it's on their property, they have some sort of issue. We can deal with both. So if you see either of those, give us a call and we can work with the homeowner.
How do you work property with the homeowner?
We let them know, because a lot of times they don't know, because like you said, it's happening in the dark. Maybe they're not home from work yet, or they're already home and they're cooking in the kitchen and not looking outside mm-hmm. in their lawn. So we just open the lines of communication and give them resources. And ultimately, if we see an issue on a property, we'll give them kind of, we call it like a fix-it ticket, if you will, where if they make sure the broken thing is fixed, we'll take the ticket away. Or if it's just overwatering, if they participate in one of our incentive programs, yes. we'll remove the citation from them completely. The idea isn't to beat people with a stick, right? We want to get them with those carrots.
I have, you know, how old? 98-year-old property, and there's always a leak somewhere, and when yep. you fix it across the way,
another one springs up
because it's all that old galvanized.
And that's how our system is. You know, we've got 425 miles of pipeline, so it's kind of like I equate it to painting the Golden Gate Bridge. We're never going to be done, because every time we get to a point where things are looking good, the pipeline that was the oldest in the system is now the newest, and then there's a new oldest pipeline in the system that inevitably has issues.
I had a situation where the water was leaking at the top of my property, and you guys came out. It wasn't from my property. It was a leak on the other property line across the fence.
There you go.
Because we tried turning this off and turning that off.
It can be very complicated to
really
find.
Something. Yes. Climbing around all the rocks.
There are experts in leak detection. Leak detection companies, global yes. companies that specialize in this, and they have really cool technology. You know, we're in the studio wearing our headsets now. Yes. They have headsets on and do all sorts of acoustic monitoring and sonar, and you know, really just because pinpointing a leak, if it's like a pinhole leak under
yes.
your slab. I mean, when I was growing up, I remember we had to tear my carpet out and all the padding, and they had to jackhammer under my bedroom floor because there was a leak in a pipe under my room.
We had one in our driveway, and it literally was a pin.
Yep.
And the leak people who, you know, you guys guide us. I don't remember who came out, but they found it and showed it to me.
Yep.
I couldn't believe it.
Well, water is the universal solvent, right?
Yeah, so, I guess so,
you know, if you apply water long enough, it's going to erode whatever is in its way, even if it's just a little pinhole.
Let me ask you a funny question, Ashley. This is Ashley Metzger, Dylan and Chase's mother. How old's Dylan? Three?
Yeah. I thought it was the terrible twos. Turns out I was wrong about
that. Terrible threes, is it?
Yes, yes, yes. It's a tough stretch, but he's awesome. He's a really sweet kid.
Do the two of them play together pretty well?
Yeah, he's a little, we got to watch it because he, you know, it's hard to be gentle when you're that age.
Yes.
You get so excited and you just want to squeeze and hug really hard and, you know, that's hard on
us. And you're not the baby.
Yes, that's definitely a real phenomenon.
So I wanted to ask you, maybe you know the answer. If you don't, it's okay too. If you have a leak in a pipe, is there something you can put down the pipe that seals the leak?
No. So we don't, that's not how we tend to fix things. We generally will dig them up and put a clamp over the area that may have a leak,
yes.
or you cut out the section that's problematic and replace that section.
Got it.
But it would be nice if there was something you could just, you know, pour
like
down the drain. And
in a tire that's going
sure.
flat.
Yeah.
You just
the slime tires.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it just fills the leaking air hole. I just always have wanted to ask you that. Okay. What kind of Christmas presents have you got for us? What kind of incentives?
Oh, goodies. Yes. We have a washing machine rebate.
Ooh.
So if you're getting a new washer and dryer for that special someone.
Yeah. What is it they say? If you're going to give your wife a crock pot, get a good 2 blocks head start.
Yes, there you go.
Instead of the diamond bracelet, right?
I hear
you. But if
ya.
You're giving your family a washing and machine.
Yes, if you're doing that, get your 2 block head start and also apply on our website, dwa.org/save, to get your $250 incentive. And then use that $250 to go buy your wife something nice.
That's true. See how we help you, Joey Pals. Okay, washing machine rebates. I put in 6 new toilets. They're all wonderful water conservation with the slow closing lids, but I wasn't a business.
Fancy. Yes, we do. For hotels that are doing major retrofits, we work with them on toilets. But right now, any toilet that you buy is going to be water saving. But there are no incentives for that because you can't really buy a water hog version. So with the washers, we give people $250 because the difference in price between the water savvy version and the water hog version is about $200. So we wanted to make it so that, you know, we level the playing field there.
I just put in 4 new shower heads.
Oh, very good.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll make a little bit of a difference, but outside is where you really want to go if you're trying to save.
I love talking to you. Okay, more.
So we are in the process of increasing our rates. I know we talked to you. Yes, we were going to do it back in 2020 in July. It was all scheduled and ready to go, but we did not move forward on that due to all of the COVID concerns at the time. You know, a lot of people were still out of work and troubled times, and we're at the point where we've got to do it. So those rates are going into effect in January and will be reflected on folks' February bills.
Is it a lot?
It depends on your meters and property and how much water you use. But, you know, it's going up from $2.08 per unit to $2.28 per unit.
20-cent increase.
Yes, ma'am. Per unit. And then there's also some other, like, monthly charge adjustments in there, too.
But you're not going to do this again for a while.
We'll see. Yeah, we're studying the rates right now to make sure that they're acceptable, but we're also in the middle of a lot of big things. So next week we are doing a adoption hearing for sustainable groundwater management plans.
Adoption hearing for sustainable. Go ahead.
Groundwater management plans.
Groundwater management plans. What does that mean?
So these plans look ahead to where we think we're going to be in 2045, and they even go as far as projecting out to 2070 to make sure that we're on track. Yeah, we're on track to be sustainable because, well, you know, what is this Coachella Valley if we don't have the water to support it? It's the foundation for everything. So
I'll be 100 in 2045.
Well, we look forward to seeing you at our celebratory party for being sustainable. But yeah, these things cost money. So not only does the plan cost money, but implementing the plan, making sure we have supplies and getting new supplies from other places, paying people to conserve, all those things cost money. So rate increases, unfortunately, that's why they're around.
To continue the conversation with Ashley Metzger.
760-323-4971. And you can find me at extension 184.
And DWA.org. And then there's all kinds of wonderful information and all kinds of videos and all kinds of things.
And get social with us. You know, yes. We're on Instagram, we're on Facebook, YouTube. We're not on TikTok yet, but soon. Maybe.
Thanks for stepping by. Thanks for stepping by or stopping by.
Either one, both. Either.
Merry Christmas to you and your family, sweetheart. Those sweet little boys. Okay, we're going to talk Christmas trees. Okay, Joey pals, it's time to talk about Liberty Trees. It's Christmas time. Trees that are freshly cut. They're not stored for months. They come from Montana and Idaho, sometimes within a day of being cut. And Liberty Trees will deliver them. Remember, there are tree stands available, and they don't leak, and they put them on for you, and they're already level, and you can reuse the tree stands year to year. They also have wreaths and garlands. They'll flock to any color. I've seen rainbow trees. I've seen black trees. I've seen pink trees. They're open 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., up to and through Christmas Day, because a lot of folks fly into town on Christmas Day and want a tree. Their lot is at 73796 San Luis Rey in Palm Desert. You can call, get this, the name of the gal who owns Liberty Trees is Sequoia. Is that a great name for a tree lady? 406, that's Montana's area code, 406 531-8018. Merry Christmas.